B-Pod Studios.
You ever have your boss ask you something and he's basically saying like, hey, I want you to do this for me?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
We must work at the same place.
Mm-hmm. We do, because that's kind of what happened today.
I love our boss, Quagmire. He came in and he's like, hey, where did you guys get tested for COVID-19? And we did get all of us got tested, the three of us, last week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and he wanted to not only go get the test, but he like wants like the results freakishly fast.
Because he's going at a country, actually, and the new country he's going to will not let you in unless you have a certificate saying the negative.
Which, by the way, I could shoot holes in Jamaica's theory.
The Bahamas?
Yeah, is that Bahamas, Jamaica?
Oh, yeah, he's going to the Bahamas.
So the test is only good for that moment. So they need a test within 10 days of you being there that says that you're good, right? So he has to get his test done now, get the results, and then he's going to fly to the Bahamas. But if between the time he got the test and the time he went to the Bahamas, if he met somebody that was compromised and infected, then he's going to have the virus. It's stupid.
Dude, there's so many holes in everything. In fact, I thought about this, Roy. Like when I was walking through the hallways here, it says do not come into the office if you have any of the following symptoms, like a runny nose, mm-hmm. a fever, mm-hmm. a cough. I'm not even hearing that's your symptoms anymore for COVID. Like,
no, I mean, you're hearing weird things now.
Like stomach, back pain. D.L. Hughley, the comedian, he passed out on stage in Nashville and was almost stroke-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he's positive to coronavirus.
It's mutating. And then now, do you see it's affecting young people? It's now the number, the most
the younger
people
numbers.
Have it's the younger people.
And then there was another article that said Chicago has its own specific strain.
What?
Yes. Google it. It's crazy.
Yeah, they got that Chicago strain.
Yeah, bro,
it'll
cut
you. Yeah, the South Side COVID,
yeah,
man.
Dude. Yeah, dude. They're straight streets, bro.
That's stupid.
So anyway, our boss comes in and he's kind of like, hey, where did you go and how did you do it? And we told him, you know, producer Nicole set it up with a client. And he's like, okay, who is the person that works with that client, our sales staff? We told him and he just like kind of stood here.
So we started finding the number, the emails for him, telling him what we would do if we were him.
And he's still sitting here like, now go get him. Go ahead, boy, go.
We looked up the schedule. We went ahead and found the calendar schedule for Betterman and told him that when they're available.
Yeah, he can have an appointment as early as an hour and a half from now.
Pretty much we were the receptionist to Betterman Urgent Care, and we just booked
his
appointment.
Assistant.
Yeah, and his assistant.
My dad's that way. Like, can your dad not do any, like, is there certain things that your mom has to do for your dad? Like
I would say cleaning and laundry. My dad would go through spurts if the house is dirty. He would then, when he cleaned, though, like, my mom would, like, just routinely clean up the house as you go along. My dad would be the type where all of a sudden it was, this is going to be the most spotless house day. And everything's going to be scrubbed, even down to the baseboards.
Wow.
He would, like, freakishly clean. But he didn't do that on a regular basis. But I would feel, you know, like he would not do well with laundry and typing.
Yeah. Cooking? Could he cook?
His version. Yeah, he can't cook.
Yeah. Does he do the bills?
I don't think so.
Yep.
I think mom does the bills.
Yeah.
He can cook like meats and stuff, but like, I don't know if my dad would be good about cooking a bunch of sides. And
yeah.
Vegetables.
And it's like whenever we go out to eat, and we haven't in so long, but when we used to go out to eat, my dad would look at the menu and he'd be like, all right, where's the appetizers? And I'm like, Dad, every menu, no matter where you go in the world,
left.
Is pretty much the same. That's
it's
right.
It's in the upper far left with every menu.
Yeah,
ever.
And your kid's menu is going to be at the end on the back. I know. And my mom has to help him with all that stuff.
That's nuts.
Helpless. But okay, so Loren jumped on the show today. That was fun.
Yeah, even though you and I were,
yeah, I mean, I don't, at the end of the day, I'm glad that she got meals. I feel really bad for her, though, because the move is when you have a new baby,
mm-hmm.
within a week of that baby being born, and Jackson's been around for almost 3 weeks now.
Yeah, she's not getting meals.
Within a week, you bring a meal and you say hi to the baby.
Well, I didn't know that. Well, I mean, I remember that happening before with Cash.
And me. You brought
and
us
you,
food.
And you, but it's like, because I don't know enough people that's having kids, that's not at the top of my mind either.
So I told you that I'm going to do that, and you leapfrogged me, and you already delivered, and I haven't delivered my meal yet. And I was the one that reminded you, and I kind of wanted to be first, but at the end of the day, it's not that big of a deal.
Why'd you want to be first before me? Because I knew that was going to be a sticking point.
Because now it looks like you did, like it was your idea. You did it first, and now I'm coming along.
But so you wanted to make sure that you brought up the idea so that I then looked that way.
Hold on. Wait, what?
You wanted me to look like I forgot and I was just following your lead.
Yes.
That's what you wanted.
Yeah.
That's so messed up.
Yeah, I know. I'm a messed up individual that
so
wants the
credit.
That's so
messed up in your head. And I knew when I was doing it, because I was like, well, Nicole's probably going to be upset with me because we were supposed to go in together. But I'm like, I have Sterling. Like, we're our own, like, family unit. It's kind of hard to do stuff with Nicole, too. But then I had it in my head, I'm like, Mania's going to, in my head, I was like, he's going to want to do this first. And I beat him to it.
You did. You did. And that's okay because it is about Loren. And honestly, she hasn't gotten that many meals.
She hasn't. And because like when I was texting her, I was like, hey, you know, I want to bring you a meal. I was like, when are you available? And she's like, anytime.
Yeah,
I don't want to eat
the
leftovers.
Same thing to me.
And I was like, do you want it tomorrow night? Because that'd be great.
So you
like,
delivered it yesterday, Sunday?
For Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday? Okay. Then yeah. I'm probably going to do it either today, probably tomorrow.
But how about this? I thought that she would send out like a calendar. We'd all like fill in.
Well, somebody's supposed to do that, like her mom, I guess, or one of us, or like a really good friend. But her good friend Kara is pregnant, and she's dealing with her own thing.
Right.
You know, and it's just different with COVID-19. Everything is different, man. You're not. So like I said, you used to go and you would look at the baby and hold the baby and eat. You're not doing that anymore.
Right. Yeah.
So it's out of sight, out of mind almost. I hate that. So I'm going to do it. Honestly, dude, I'm probably going to do two.
Two meals?
Yeah, I think so.
Because you got to show me up.
No, I think you should also. Maybe we'll do one as a show.
Two meals? Dinner and a
Don't we do
expensive.
Feed the Frontline Fridays? Maybe we could do Feed Loren Tuesday.
Every Tuesday, bring her a meal.
Hey, are you going to feed Loren? Are you going to feed Loren?
I don't know. Maybe next paycheck.
It's expensive.
It is expensive.
So in order for me to buy a family meal, you got to think I had to buy family meal. I had to buy sides. I also want to buy them desserts. And then I forgot, how about this move? Cash. He's probably a picky eater.
Yeah.
How to get
but
a
he's
substitute.
Chicken tenders and fries.
I know. But, you know, I had to think about all that.
Yeah.
So we'll do a show one. That's what we'll do.
We'll do a show one. And we can send over like lunch or something.
What do you mean a show one?
Like the three of us.
Like we,
we'll do a show. We'll do a show set.
Okay.
And we'll attach her name to it.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. I think because she is getting screwed.
She's not getting a lot of meals.
No.
Everyone's too afraid to come over to her house.
Well, you should be.
When I walked in, you could have tell that they like haven't had human contact in days. They were like, come in now.
It was like Tom Hanks and Castaway seeing people for the first time.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure whenever I rang the doorbell, I heard an applause.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Someone's here. Was Dana there or no?
No,
she left.
It was just Elena. And then I'll tell you this funny story because I didn't want to tell it on the air. Cash, of course, her son, he's all excited that, you know, we're there and he's saying, hey, he's trying to grab our hands, wanting us to go play. And we're like, no, buddy, can't play.
I know.
And so he goes behind Sterling and he pokes him right in the butt. And it goes in deep. He looks over.
He went to like COVID test.
Yeah. It goes in deep to where he's strolling. I'm like, oh, it like has to move out of the way. And then, you know, the Sterling has to acknowledge what happened. He's like, hey, you know.
jammed the finger at my hand like a proctologist.
It wasn't like you touched the buttocks. No, no, no. The kid went in.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so funny.
So that was an interesting moment.
Yeah. And then so, like, and Cash doesn't understand that, like,
no clue.
Yeah.
No clue.
He's trying to get a rise
Sterling
out of Sterling.
Sterling makes a joke. Sterling's like, that there is only for Roy.
Cash is like, hey, Sterling's not talking too much. Let me go rev him up a little.
Let's get this conversation going. But when he did that, it's totally like, whoa, he jumped over real quick. Because he just didn't expect it.
Yeah. So wait, the baby, she said that, like, you didn't get to hold the baby or anything. No, but how close were you?
Probably within 5 feet.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was like very close.
Like seeing the baby. It's like seeing the Pope. Like an unbelievable moment.
Did he cry or adorable, anything? Huge. He has a huge amount of hair. His hair already looks styled for some reason.
We just put a really good picture up, too, at the MRL show on Insta.
I was looking at Jax, and I'm like, did they gel this baby's hair? Because it looks wonderful.
Yeah, look at him. All gelled up.
And then how about this? So I'm used to seeing Dallas, her Lorraine's husband, with his hair gelled. His hair was down. So it was a different Dallas to
whoa.
Me. Yeah,
yeah, that like, is whoa. Weird.
I get laid back, Dallas.
The other thing that we talked about on the show, and there's so many stories that I didn't even get to. Like, Amanda, I got to talk about this week. It's from last week, but Amanda walked into her Airbnb that she booked and someone was there.
Really?
Yeah. And wouldn't leave.
What? I don't like that for COVID and for security
right?
purposes.
And then what else did I want to talk about? Oh, like I wanted to talk more about like you going to Loren's house, which we could do now on the wrap party, because you didn't punch it into the GPS. You used Sterling,
oh my God.
And then you got lost, then you got all fed up.
Yeah, we had an argument on the way. So, you know, I thought in my head it was just going to be this drop off the food, DoorDash, ring the doorbell, drop it off, run. So we're trying to get there, and for some odd reason, I don't remember Lorraine's address, but I know where she is and how to get there. But on my GPS, I just wrote the country club that she lives in. Take me towards that area. I'll figure out how to get to her house. Well, as we're getting there, I'm looking at the thing, and I didn't realize it was taking me right instead of left. I'm like, no, you're supposed to go left. Why is it wanting me to go right? And I forgot that I didn't type in her actual address.
Going to the main entrance.
Going to the main entrance. So I blow past my normal turn, and I'm like, well, maybe I can turn up in here. And I'm stopping that, and I pull over, and I zoom up to where her house is.
Getting irritated at this point?
I am, because I'm like, Sterling, I was like, it's taking me right. I got to go left to Trog. And so I pull over, and I was like, let me try to find the right house. And I zoom in, and I said, here, take me here. And I handed him the phone. Well, he just hits like enter thinking that I've already inputted an address. No, I just zoomed in to the house.
That's hard to ask him, take me
I
here.
No.
Who is he, a pigeon?
Him and I bickered the whole way there on how I said, how come you're doing, what do you mean you don't know where we're going? I told you to take me there. And at that point, the house is already lost.
It's not on the map anymore.
On the map anymore. I'm having to pull over again.
Oh, security's going to start following you. It's like you're casing the place.
And I already drive an old beat up Ford car, Taurus. And then so I'm like, how come you just didn't guide me to that house? And he's like, how come you didn't tell me to the blah, 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 blah? And so we're already tense, you know. And then we pull in, and I just want to drop the food off. And they're like, hey, come on in. I'm like, all right. So we walk in, you know, and then I'm weirded out because I'm wearing a mask. Sterling's not because he wasn't prepared for this. And then I don't know what to do. Like, I don't want to go sit down. So maybe stay by the door.
Did you have a drink or anything or just?
No, we just
like
stood
5 minutes?
The door. Like, yeah, 5 minutes.
And then you're bad at the goodbyes.
I don't know.
Oh, actually, you're not bad. You're really good.
Yeah,
like, you'll just wrap up.
Yeah, I like to.
So what'd you say? Well,
I was like, enjoy the food. All right, we're going to get running.
No.
Please stay.
We joked about that on the air.
It was just so funny that, and it was all my fault, but I got so upset with the, and I was already annoyed because I ordered her food at 4:30 and it said ASAP. And then when I get there and they're like, oh yeah, the time slot we gave you was 6 p.m. I'm like, 6 p.m.? Like, I ordered the food at 4:30. What do you mean 6 p.m.? So I was already annoyed with that. You know?
Yeah. So wait, you brought them Italian?
Yeah, I brought them Italian.
Did Elena appreciate that?
I'm sure she was critical. Like, and that's the other thing. As I pulled away, I was like, I'm such a fucking idiot because I just brought Italian food to an actual Italian. And she's going to be criticizing every bit of the dish.
What is this?
Yeah, they call
noodle
it
noodle with gravy.
I was like, I should have brought her like an American food, like brought them burgers.
I think I'm
going
to do
barbecue.
Viva Chicken is always good.
Well, so get this. Sterling wanted to bring Viva Chicken, and I told him no because I knew
you
were going to
thank
you.
That's
do
nice
that.
Of you.
And now that would be a dick move if I did that.
dude. And took pictures of how happy they were eating it.
Yeah. I got actually.
That would have been really funny.
I would have felt really bad as if not only did I beat you to the delivery, but I brought Viva Chicken, your idea. That would be such a move.
Oh, my God.
It made for great radio, yeah. But I wanted to save that argument.
So funny.
Because they do the family trays already of Viva Chicken. You don't have to think about it.
Yeah, it's easy, and it's good.
Yeah,
you know?
It's good.
So, all right, well, that's a Rap Party podcast, everybody. If you didn't hear Loren, go get our regular podcast, The Replay Show. You can hear her there. And she'll be back with us permanently, hopefully, here in the next month or so. She'll pop on from home. We were saying that on the air today, too. Like, the next time she could be back in the studio might not be till September.
In the studio, yeah. But that's even depending on how
I want her
COVID.
Back. I miss everything so bad.
Yeah, I know.
I miss having the three of us in here. It's been since March.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was gone for a month. It was just you alone in here.
I know.
Yeah, I'm surprised that I haven't locked myself back in to my home, especially because somebody was saying this to me yesterday. He's like, you know, with all the young people that's getting really impacted, how are you not freaked out? Because I have compromised immune system. And I'm like, you know, I don't know why. It's because I'm fed up, maybe.
I guess. And Nicole's not going out. Like, it's not like we're going to the breweries and stuff. And I want to. Believe me, I want to go support these places.
Sure.
But we're not.
If I saw you guys being pretty careless, I'd probably change my ways.
Yeah.
But,
you know, but I don't feel comfortable doing that. Although I do want to go to lunch. And, like, I want to go sit at a table outside.
I
but
think that's fine.
Yeah, you're okay with that. Will you come with?
I mean, at first I wasn't okay. But time, as long as you're distant, I mean, yeah, probably.
Good. Yeah, we should do it. We'll go give back some money to our local economy.
You know, but then finding, and then Sterling and I had that issue, is like finding the right place with the right deck that's not filled. That's the harder part. That's not packed.
Well, I think, like, right now, South End must be pretty good. There's hardly any, nobody's really working up here right now.
I don't know. You should see it.
Yeah?
Like, at Hawkers and stuff, it's pretty packed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just complain and get a better table.
Okay. All right, guys, that's the Rap Party Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.